Before we prayed, we're going to share a passage from the book of Isaiah. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 52. Isaiah 52, verse 7. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7. Verse 7, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Verse 8, listen, you watchmen, lift up their voice. Together they shout for joy when the Lord returns to Zion. They will see it with their own eyes. Verse 9. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruin of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. Verse 10. The Lord will lay bare his holy arms in the sight of all the nations, and all the end of the earth will see the salvation of our God. Verse 11. Depart, depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean things. Come out from it and be pure, you who carry the vessel of the Lord. This is a song that was written in the book of Isaiah. And in here, as we read through the passage, you can feel that this song is very joyful. It keeps on telling you that your law wins, your law triumphant, your law is there to show grace and mercy on you. Also, this is a very wonderful song. It tells the Israelites that your past mistake, your sin has been taken away. Now you can have a new life. You can have a fresh starting, a new beginning. And this time, your Lord God Almighty, is here for you, all you ruin of Jerusalem, that you shall not be a ruin anymore. Also, it sounds very, very wonderful. And you know what? I believe that for every one of us, we all like to have this kind of wonderful songs that sing in our life. We want to see the wonderful blessing, the beautiful work of the Lord in our life. So that God is always here, abide with us. And everywhere we go, we see the extended arms of the Lord, the mighty arms of the Lord in whatever we do. But in order for this to happen, when they sing this wonderful song, there is a requirement. What is the requirement? Let's read verse 10, 11 again. Huh? In verse 11 says, depart, depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean things. Come out from it and be pure, you who carry the vessel of the Lord. Huh? I think here it says, if you want to be in this wonderful in this wonderful and joyful life, there is a criteria. The criteria says that you must be the one that carry the vessel of the Lord. Also, no, this good tiding is not for everybody. Sorry to say that. This wonderful news is not for everybody. It's for those who carry the vessel of the Lord. But who is the one that carry the vessel of the Lord? Let's turn to Numbers. Let's turn to Numbers, chapter 4. Verse 15. Numbers chapter 4, verse 15. And he says, after Aaron and his son have finished covering the holy furnishing and all the holy articles, and when the camp is ready to move, the Kohathites are to come and do the carrying, but they must not touch the holy things. So in the Old Testament, for them to move the holy, the tabernacle or any of the holy vessel, it's not for anyone. This job is not for anyone. It must be a Levite in order to be included in this wonderful work. Also, this is a warning or an encouragement for anyone and everyone who is sitting here today. I believe for you to take your time from your vacation, for you to spend your money to come here for the airfare, for you to give up the comfortable environment of your home to sleep on the ground in here, is not easy. But the reason that you are here, because you really want to have a different life. You really have a different dream or a different goal for your future in the church. You really want to be someone useful in the eyes of the Lord and live a meaningful life. So I believe that's the expectation or a goal that's upon every one of us. We all want to be someone useful, someone valuable in the eyes of the Lord. And that's why. That's why we are here. We wake up early, we study Bible, and we pray. But then here says, yes, as much as you are eager to work for the Lord, as much as you are willing to sacrifice. In here says, you must be a Levite in order to carry the vessel of the Lord. So now, you have to be different. In order to carry off the vessel for the Lord, you must vow to be different. You must cut off from the past. You must determine to offer yourself full-time serving. That's what Levi does. Every Levi male, they have to serve in the temple. So you need to dedicate yourself. Brother the same, sister the same. No, you do not need to fire for TTP immediately after this prayer session. But it's a determination that this life, the life that I have, is going to be something different. Though I might not be a pastor, but I determine this life belongs to God. So even I work in the world, I work for the Lord. Even though I study for the Lord, because this life is no longer mine. I dedicate my life for the Lord in everything that I do and anything that I do. Then you can be called as a Levite. But then here says, wonderful. You want to be a Levite. Wonderful. But to be a Levite, there are further requirements. Let's go back to Isaiah chapter 52. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 11. In here, you who carry the vessel of the Lord, you who want to be the Levites. In here says, depart, depart. Come out from there. Where? Where do you need to come out from? Let's turn to Revelation. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 18. Revelation chapter 18. Verse 2. Revelation chapter 18, verse 2. With a mighty voice he shout, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a home of demons and a haunt of every evil spirit, a haunt of every unclean and detestable bird. Verse 3. For all the nation has drunk the maddening wine of her adulteries. The kings of the earth commit adultery with her, and the merchant of the world of the earth grow rich from her excessive luxuries. Verse 4. Then I heard another voice from heaven say, come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sin, so that you will not receive any of her plagues. But then here says, my people, you need to come out from there. Come out from where? And here says, you need to come out from Babylon the Great. Where is Babylon the Great? Here says, it's this evil world. But you might puzzle, hey, I live in this world. I was born in this world. I live in this world. I grew up in this world. How do I and how can I depart from this world? Unless I die, but I'm still young. So how do I depart from this world? This is not telling us that we need to depart from this physical world. But this though we live in this world, is telling us that we live in this world, but we do not belong to this world. Yes, we have to work. Yes, we have to go to school. Yes, we have to earn a living. Yes, we have to interact and associate with many things in the world. But you have to understand who you are. Deep down inside, you know who you are. And you know why you are here. And you know exactly where you are going at the end. Also, you are different. You are different from this world, from the people of the world, from the trend of the world, from the current of the world, and from the people of the world. Because you are the Levites. Because you are the one that carry the holy vessel of the Lord. So, depart. You must depart from this evil world with a different goal of life, with a different direction of life, with a different value system of this world. And then you must have a different pursuit for a different goal. Also, you have to ask yourself, as you, at this age, in college, first year, second year, third year, you are in college, but ask yourself, am I any different than my friends? Am I any different than my roommates, my schoolmates? And if at the end, after you evaluate everything and you found out that you are no different than any of them, you do anything that they do, you do things that even they don't do, then you might, perhaps you still live in this great Babylon. Also, the Bible told us that people, my people, you need to depart from this great Babylon. You don't belong there. If you stay there, you know what happened? You will take part of the plague. Do not think that you are a TJC member, so you are invincible. Oh, I can do anything I want in this world. At the end, God will save me anyway. Why? Because I born in TJC. I have Holy Spirit, so I shall be fine. You know, I have so many testimonies that you can go DVA. At the end, God will call you back. That happened to other people. So maybe that will happen to me too. In here says, if you think like that, if you do that, at the end, you share in the plague. You share in the punishment that God will exert to the people of the world. Do not think that God will always call you back like us. It is God's obligation that He must call you back. No. You make a choice, you pay for the price. You go on a detour that maybe you can come back, maybe you're lost forever. So come out from the world. It says, depart, my people. You must depart from the great Babylon. Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 52. Verse 11. It says, depart, go out from there and touch no unclean things. I think here God has specifically told the Levites as well as told you and I, please touch no unclean things. You know that for the Levites, when they serve the Lord, in order to be able to serve the Lord, they cannot touch any unclean things such as dead body, any filthy things like anything that's prohibited by the law. You touch it, you are out of the line of servitude. In here it tells us that if you want to make your life meaningful and valuable in the eyes of the law, you have to be very careful. Do not touch the unclean things. You know that nowadays, for the Israelite people, they try to avoid touching unclean things. But nowadays, people think differently. Hey, this is unclean thing. Let me touch and see what happens. You know, a lot of times we bring temptation upon ourselves. We bring troubles upon ourselves. So at the end, we are the one that took the initiative. This unclean thing. Let me see. If I do it, if I touch it, will God punish me? Oh, God did not punish me. So I guess it's okay. You know, we hear this from the new generation. From the new generation, they think it's okay to try everything. Hey, you know, I'm young, so, you know, life is nothing but exploration. Come on, be open-minded. I told the older generation, come on, be open-minded, be liberal. This is new generation. I'm supposed to try everything because I'm young. I need to see what life. You know, I need to try everything to know which way that I want to go at the end. You know what? That's what your school is telling you. Maybe that's what your friends are telling you. Or maybe that's what everything, our major environment, our mainstream is telling you. Try, otherwise how do you know you don't like it? Try, otherwise you might regret it for never trying it. You know, the world is telling you that everything is okay, but you know it is not. As a TJC member, you were taught, you were educated. You know what is right, what is wrong. So do not put yourself in temptation's way by convincing yourself it's okay. Hey, I'm just, you know, try it, touch it, and see what happens. You know that if you go to Genesis, sorry, that's Pastor Huang's class. If you go to Genesis, you see how in the beginning, how is our ancestor tempted? It's step by step. Of course, that's Pastor Huang's class. We'll leave it to him. Let's change to another example. Let's go to the book of Joshua. If we look at Joshua, Joshua chapter 7. Joshua chapter 7, verse 20. Verse 20, Achan replied, "It is true, I have sinned. I have sinned against God, the God of Israel. This is what I have done." Verse 21, "When I saw in the plunder of beautiful robe from Babylonian, 200 shekels of silver and wedges of gold weighing, 50 shekels, I coveted them, I took them, and they were hidden in the ground inside my tent." You know, this is how Achan sinned. At the end, many people died because of him. How did he sin? And here says, "I saw." I'll start from the eyes. "I saw it. And then I like it. And then I took it. And then I hide it." You know that this is how the world tempted us as well. Step by step, from what you see, and then make you like it, and trying to get you to reach out and grab it, do it, and then you try to hide it. And then you die. Also in here says, "Please, my child, please, my people, if you want to carry the holy vessel of the Lord, touch no unclean things. Do not provide opportunity for sin to entice you. Do not create an environment so that you are easier to be tempted. Run away." Just like what happened to Joseph. You know, Joseph, people tried to tempt him. His mistress tried to tempt him. What did he do? He said he ran away. He ran away. So we need to run away as well. If you want to be the Levite to carry the holy vessel of the Lord. Let's come back to Isaiah chapter 52. Isaiah chapter 52. Verse 11. "Depart, depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean things. Come out from it and be pure, you who carry the vessel of the Lord." I think here says, if you want to carry the vessel of the Lord, the third thing is that you must be pure. You must come out from it and be pure. Also, in order to serve the Lord, there are some requirements. You have some obligation upon your shoulder. You know that if you look into the Old Testament, at various times when God called upon Moses, in the burning bush, right? And Moses approached. Wow, this is burning bush. What is the first thing that God said to him? What is the first command that God gave it to him? God said to him, "Take off your sandal." Why? For the ground that you stand is holy. When God called upon Joshua, in the In Joshua chapter 5, when God showed up, when Joshua was in front of the city of Jericho and trying to find out what to do with the city, at that time, the Lord appeared to him. And Joshua said, "Hey, who is this? Who are you?" And the person said, "I am the commander of the Lord's army." Correct? And then Joshua said, "Oh, bow down. What is your command, my Lord? What is the command of the Lord?" Usually you will expect, "Oh, okay, and the Lord will tell you, how you know what, you make a circle to the back, you ambush them, you can fight from here, fight from there, provide you the fighting war strategies." No. When Joshua bowed down and said, "Lord, what is the command that you have for me?" What did the Lord say? The Lord said, "Take off your sandal, for the ground that you are standing is holy." Also, for every one of us that we are in here, there is a mutual goal. We are here because we want to serve the Lord. We are here because we do realize how much God loves us. So we want to do something to repay, right? I believe so. So this eagerness is there. This fire is in there. That's why we are willing to go through anything, any hindrance in order to be here. Thank God for that. But in here, it tells us very clearly. It says, "You want to carry the vessel of the Lord, please be pure. Take off your sandal. Realize that this ground is holy. This work is different. It's different from your school project. It's different than your planned career in the world. This is holy work. It's not about how smart you are, how well educated you are, or how talented, how gifted you are. First requirement that God said to you is, you want to carry the holy ark? Be pure." Also, today is an opportunity for us in our prayer. Re-examine ourselves. "Lord, I really want to use my life, dedicate my life to do something for you, to be a useful vessel, to carry your holy, to carry your holy articles, and use my shoulder to do something for you. I really wish my life can be useful and meaningful, so that when I get older and older, 30, 50, 60, when I look back in my life, wow, my life is very meaningful. I really wish my life could be like that." Then you know what the Lord will say to you. "Come out, come out. Come out from your current environment. Do not be trapped. Do not be trapped by it. Do not be enticed by it, and do not be grabbed back. You know, grab back the world, grab you back. You need to come out of it." And then he will tell you that you cannot touch any unclean things in your life. Avoid. Do not intentionally allow yourself to be tempted. So when you are in your room, you don't need to lock your door. When you get online, why are you locking your door? What are you afraid of? Of course, you can close your door for privacy, but you know, sometimes the young people, they close and they have to lock it. Put down two more lock. Afraid that the mom, they might have those keys for the house. So they build their own lock. Whole set of it. Why? Why are you doing those? Are you leaving opportunity to be tempted so you can touch the unclean things? Remember, once you touch it, you are out of the line of service. So do not touch them. And be pure. Realize the commission that God has prepared for you is different. And so that in order for your life to be meaningful, useful, precious in God's eyes, be pure and be ready. So when God calls upon you, he said, "Lord, I'm here. My shoulder is ready to carry your holy vessels." Let's all come to the front. And we would like to ask the lay ministers to lay hands for us.